Right, you already know that if you haven't done so already, you should be writing to the Houses of Parliament to explain why it is that you want to see a 24-hour-day regular Seoul station. Now, if you haven't done so already, it is imperative you do two things. First of all, write to both Douglas Hurd at the House of Commons, that's the House of Parliament, rather, London South West 1, and you should also write to your local MP and state the same things, OK? So, if you haven't already done so, get yourself and all your friends, not just you, but everybody, to write at one time, or, well, sort of in the next few days, and explain exactly why it is you'd like to see a 24-hour Seoul station, because it's just possible that something could be done if enough responses stirred. Now, I know for a fact a lot of people have written in. I know that a few people are starting to sit up and take notice, but it's not enough yet. People still aren't aware of our particular cause, Horizon's cause, that is. I think one or two people have sort of come to the conclusion generally there are other pirate stations, pop stations, for example, that perhaps should be allowed to continue broadcasting, but still at the moment, as far as Seoul stations go, and I do mean Seoul Station, Seoul Jazz Funk, the reggae side of things, there has not really been enough response yet or enough concerted effort. So it is now your turn to do just that. As I say, the two addresses to write to, well, one of them, as I say, is the Right Honourable Douglas Hurd, spelled H-U-R-D, Douglas Hurd, Houses of Parliament, London SW1. That's one address. And the other one, well, I can't give you the address because I don't know it, but if you find out the your local MP, well, in fact, you probably could write to him or her, care of House of Parliament, London SW1, it will get there. But make sure you do that, because it's just possible that your letter could make all the difference for the future. Right, back to the 60s, and first of all, let me go back to the early 60s. This is the first record I ever heard by... is it the first record I ever heard? Yes.